in Randolph County and from us around. Everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Land Sparta means WHCO.
For folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO. Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country, 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
And good morning. It is 9:27. I'm Jeff. This is the People Speak. Talking today with Allison from the Randolph County Farm Bureau. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Enjoying the weather?
Yes. A lot of our farmers are as well. It's nice to have a break in all that rain that we were having.
I think last month when we talked and stuff, it was sunny, but it was a little chilly.
Yeah, last month it was a little chilly. Now it's warmed up, and we have a pretty sunny week ahead of us. So I know last night I was working late at the office, and there were a lot of planters out.
Yeah, I've seen a lot on the road and stuff, moving from field to field and stuff, so you can kind of tell they're out. I've actually seen a few planes and helicopters in the air, too.
Yep, you're going to see a lot more crop dusters out there. You're going to see a lot more people spraying, a lot of planters out as well. So a lot of movement.
Right, right. So I guess just a little bit we'll be talking about how things are going as far as at the Farm Bureau with the lockdown or the quarantine, whatever you want to call it, starting to kind of ease a little bit, you know.
Yep, so we're going to be opening our office soon, so we'll be explaining that. And our farmers are seeing a lot better outcomes, and we're hoping that coronavirus is slowly going away here.
All right, I'll tell you what, let's take that break and we will come back and get started. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. And welcome back. 9:34. Again, we're talking with Allison from the Randolph County Farm Bureau. And you'd mentioned that after having been closed for several months due to the state quarantine and stuff, you're going to be opening the offices probably kind of slowly, I guess.
Yeah, we're slowly opening. So starting next week, Monday on the 8th, you can call our office and schedule a time or day to come visit us. So we're doing appointments only. That's just to make it a little easier, slowly ease into things. And when it comes to having, we wouldn't have an issue with too many people in the office. And if you do come visit, please wear a mask whenever you're coming in. And our foyer will be open for drop-offs, payments of your dues. If you just want to come in, do that and go as well. So making it a little easier to come see us. It was getting a little weird without having anyone in the office. And also, when you do come in, we will have a sign-in sheet just so that if something did happen, we do know everyone that was in contact with us.
Okay. And obviously, it's still up in the air at this point of how the school year is going to go and stuff. But I got a feeling maybe we'll try and get things started anyway, which means the ag in the classroom will be going in that.
And yeah, so not sure how school's going to start in August. Hopefully there is some. I know virtual learning's a little different, and I bet teachers really want to get into the classroom. So we are actually hiring a new ag in the classroom coordinator. So starting that process over the summer, hopefully we can find someone to come start school with us in August. So this is a part-time position, and most of your hours are centered around the school year. The qualifications of this is just an interest and knowledge of agriculture, strong leadership and organizational skills, verbal and written skills, public speaking, and we would prefer some classroom experience or post-secondary education. So if I wasn't the manager, I would probably be an ag in the classroom coordinator because it is just a really fun job. You get to go into the classroom, visit all the kids, teach them about ag and where their food comes from. And there's a bunch of fun activities that the state has planned for coordinators to use. So there's a lot of cool things that you get to do with the kids. I know whenever I was training to be a manager, I helped out with Ag in the Classroom a lot, and I was pretty jealous. It was a really fun job.
It'd just be a little bit much to try and handle both positions, probably.
Yep, it's hard right now. luckily, there was no school whenever our coordinator left, so it wasn't that big of an issue. But I know that if I had to be a coordinator and work as manager, that would be pretty difficult. So we're hoping we can find someone to do this. I know if you're interested, you can submit a cover letter and resume to me at randolph@rcfb.org. Hoping to get all of them together by June 30th at the end of the month, and then we can start doing some interviews. Another thing is that obviously you need to have a driver's license because you will be driving around to all the schools in the county. But luckily, we do have a truck. So if you are the coordinator, you would have the ability to take our county truck out and about.
Okay. So anyone that's interested and kind of enjoys working with kids and that, you know.
Yeah, if you enjoy being in the classroom, working with kids, and like talking about ag, this would just be a really perfect part-time job for you. And it just would be really fun. That's all I can say about it, really. So anyone interested, and if you have any questions, you can email me or call the office, 618-443-4511. And we can get a hold of you.
Yeah. What are some of the kind of things they do with Ag in the Classroom as far as programs they do in that?
So the really big programs that we do is in February, there is an Ag Expo, and we go to one school in the county. It goes around to each one throughout the years and basically bring the farm to the kids. So we have a lot of our farmers volunteer, and they have their own booth about different things like dairy, soybeans, safety. And they have a bunch of cool activities for the kids as well. So that's probably my favorite part about Ag in the Classroom right there. It's just bringing the farm to the kids. The main jobs of the coordinator would just be working with teachers to get into the classroom and doing some sort of lesson for the kids. And like I said, we do have lessons planned already by the state, so you don't really have to worry about coming in fresh and not having anything there for you. We have all the resources.
What am I? Where am I going? How am I going?
Yeah, we have resources to help you. And also, we do work with Illinois Ag in the Classroom as well, and they host workshops for new coordinators to kind of learn all the ropes of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that coordinators do that isn't with the kids would be teacher workshops to work with them and get them teaching about agriculture on their own. That way you don't have to be in the classroom all the time.
So, okay. And the program in itself kind of helps kids that, you know, I mean, farm kids that grow up on a farm, you know, are one thing, but kids that grow up in town and stuff, kind of gives them an idea of what goes on with agriculture, where their food comes from, how things operate, and kind of gives them the realistic perspective rather than the media perspective you get sometimes.
Yeah, so I know a lot of people, when they think of Randolph County, you think rural area, but a lot of kids that grow up in town, they don't know about the corn and soybean fields that are 2 miles away from them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a really good way for them to learn about where their food comes from, how a farm operates, and gives them a little bit of an education. And one thing I really like about it is it also introduces them to a bunch of new careers out there. I know whenever you're talking to kind of the older kids in grade school, they're starting to think about what they want to do. And a lot of them might not have thought about agriculture as a job. And this is one way to get them out there.
There's a lot more in agriculture than just farming in itself. There's a lot that goes with it, a lot of secondary and a lot of different areas, I guess.
There's a lot of different careers out there, and a lot of people don't realize that. So this is a really good way to maybe spark an interest in a child.
One thing the Farm Bureau does is they award scholarships, and you announced your scholarship winners, I see.
Yeah, we did. So we had a tremendous amount of scholarships this year, and we gave 11 scholarships away, totaling in $11,500, which I think that's the biggest amount that we have given away ever. Which is really great. It was about 20 years ago we started our foundation, and we're just giving away $250. Mm-hmm. And now we're doing over 11,000.
A little bit more than that.
Yes. So those are going to students that are either going into college or already are, and they're majoring in ag or an ag-related field. And this is all thanks to donations, people that participate in our pull for ag, our trivia night in February, and obviously our ice cream sales at the Grand. So thanks to everybody's support, we're able to give away that amount of money.
Right, right. You mentioned the pull for ag. That's one of the big fundraisers too, isn't it?
Yeah, that is a huge fundraiser for Ag in the Classroom and our scholarships. We're hoping to still have it this year. I've been working with the shooting complex, and things are still good to go. It is July 18th, obviously at the World Shooting Complex, like I said. And for registration, before July 10th, it's $60 per person. And after July 10th, it's $70 per person. And that includes your shoot, your lunch, and our homemade ice cream. So you can't go anywhere with the Farm Bureau without your homemade ice cream.
You kind of become known for that.
Yes, we are. So if anyone wants to participate in the poll, if you're not sure if it's going to happen and you want to wait until maybe the day of or mm-hmm. a few days before to register, completely fine. So we're still hoping that we can have that and be socially distant during it.
Interesting on that. Yeah. That. But, all right. I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and take our next break, and we'll come back and talk some more with Allison from the Randolph County Farm Bureau here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. Talking today with Allison from the Randolph County Farm Bureau, and things starting to get back a little bit more, I guess, what we call normal or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Mentioned, you know, that your office is going to be open, and it's by appointment, though, correct, at this
yep.
point.
Next week on the 8th, we'll be opening our office by appointment. So we'll always have staff in there. So if you call and schedule a time that you want to come in, we can work it out with you.
Which in a way, I mean, that kind of makes it easier anyway. That way you're kind of aware of who's coming in and what you need to,
yeah,
to do or what they're going
to. It makes it easier to prepare and make sure that we're following all the safety codes that we need to.
Right. So we mentioned the pull for ag, which is tentatively scheduled July 18th, and mm-hmm. That, of course, coming up in August is the Grand American, which we've got till, what, June?
I think June 15th we're supposed to find out if it's going to be held here or if it's going to be delayed, canceled, held in a different state, whatever they decide. But I know, just like everybody else here in Randolph County, we are hoping that it does stay in Sparta this year.
Right. That's a big event, you know, for this entire area, not just Sparta itself.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's a big event. It's one of the biggest in Southern Illinois and a big revenue as well for Randolph County and every other area around here as well. I know you have people flying in from St. Louis and they got to stop off along the way in Belleville and mm-hmm. everywhere else. So hopefully we can keep that income and it does not leave. I do know that the shooting complex is opening, so hopefully they're able to come up with some sort of social distancing at the Grand and ways to make it work.
And, I mean, of course, your homemade ice cream, one of the big hits out there as
yes.
well.
Yes.
You know,
so our homemade ice cream is a big hit out there, and if the Grand does not happen, we do have an idea for how to sell our homemade ice cream to the public. So stay tuned, and hopefully we can still sell ice cream at the Grand. But if not, and you are a big fan of homemade ice cream, we will find a way to get it to you.
If your summer is just not complete without...
You can't complete your summer without homemade ice cream, and there's nothing better than, I think, ours. Mm. So I do know that if we don't have the Grand, this would be my first year out at it, and I can't get out of homemade ice cream, so...
You get to enjoy homemade, you know, or at least everybody else gets to enjoy homemade ice cream without having to go through all the work and stuff to make it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, now I think a lot of the freezers are electric, but...
Yeah, it's ours are electric, but it's still a lot of work to make all the ice cream.
Still got to put the ingredients in, check them, keep them, you know.
Mm-hmm. So hopefully we can still have that. But if we don't have the Grand, there will be a way to enjoy our ice cream.
So, of course... agriculture, you think dairy as well, and this is Dairy Month.
Yeah, so June is Dairy Month, which is one of my favorite months coming from a dairy farm. So we will be celebrating on our Facebook page with a bunch of fun facts out there and different news about dairy. And hopefully, I wish we could do some sort of celebration in person, but I don't think that's going to be a possibility. One thing that we are going to be doing is for the month of June, we are donating milk to the local food pantries. I'm working that out right now, and hopefully we'll be able to get that together. So if you go to local food pantries, there will be Prairie Farms milk available soon. So I'm pretty excited for that one. That's one of my favorite things to do is donate to food pantries, and we're super excited to be able to do that.
You know, and as far as a drink, you break it down, milk is actually more affordable than a lot of your other drinks.
Yeah, so milk is just 25 cents per 8-ounce glass. So when you're comparing that to like a soda, Gatorade, juice, that's a lot more affordable. And it's also the most nutrient rich. So if you're looking for something that tastes good, is affordable, and something to get you the nutrients that you need, milk is the best option out there. And milk isn't the only way to get dairy. Obviously, we have ice cream. Everybody loves cheese cheese on their pizza. and then also like all your dips out there and everything that you can make with dairy. So it's basically endless.
When I was a kid, I have relatives that live in Minnesota, and we'd go up through Wisconsin every year to get on the way up. And this was back before a lot of the stuff was automated, but we went to a cheese factory, as they call it, and it was kind of interesting to see how cheese is actually made and see these big, huge vats of basically dairy that's being turned into, you know, cheese. It's become cheese.
It's interesting how it's made, and also the time that it takes for some cheeses to age.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that for how much cheese that America eats, it's amazing that they can keep up with that. But
you know, you look in your refrigerator or something on your milk, it says, you know, it's good till June the 8th or whatever. That's the last sell date anyway. And then you look at cheese sitting next to it, that says aged 12 years.
Yep. Yeah. And obviously with Wisconsin and cheese, everybody does like cheese curds. I feel like that's one of my favorite things whenever I go to Culver's.
Right. The Dairy Queen here has those too.
Queen has them. So.
But okay, so the office will be opening by appointment starting on June the 8th. And also you're looking to hire an ag and a classroom coordinator. And again, what's the procedure for those that might be interested?
So if you are interested, you can send your cover letter and resume to me. My name's Allison Linker at randolph@rcfb.org. If you want to turn them in by June 30th, that'll be when we're cutting our deadline and hoping to start our interviews. And if you have any questions about what it does, you want to talk to me about it, feel free to email me at randolph@rcfb.org or call the office at 618-443-4511. And we will get in touch and be able to hopefully find the perfect person for this position.
Chance to help out, work with kids, and good for someone that really enjoys working with kids and also loves agriculture.
Yep. If you like kids and you like ag, this would be a perfect job for you. Hopefully we can find someone great. It is a part-time position, which is a little harder when trying to find someone. But if you're just wanting something to kind of pass time, you're not ready to retire, that sort of deal, this would be great for you.
All right. Well, Allison, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
And we'll look forward to talking to you again next month, and we should know then about the grand.
Yep, next month we should know about the grand. So hopefully it's good news.
All right. Allison with the Randolph County Farm Bureau here on the People Speak. I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again tomorrow.